Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So what is your day like? Do you plan for the day? How fast does your day go by? We really need to think about our day, and we need to think about time. CEOs need to prioritize everything in their business day. So let's talk about time. Let's talk about what is time. Well, if you have a manufacturing company, you have buildings, you've got equipment that could be worth millions of dollars, you could have steel that is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, you could have all kinds of other equipment. That's your inventory. Your inventory, you can't make the product without inventory. So even though you have the equipment, you have to have the inventory of steel and parts to manufacture. If the inventory is low, the manufacturing has to stop. Or if you're on the auto production line and there's one part that doesn't come in on time because all of these companies are using on-time shipping where the parts come just in time, your production line stops. Inventory is important. But you, as the CEO, president, and business owner, also have a very important inventory, and that inventory is your time. It's an inventory that you can't get back. It's an inventory that you can't save from one day to the next. It's an inventory that once it's gone, it's gone. And during the day, that time is used to run your business, to think about what needs to be done to solve problems to make money. It's how are you going to use that time that makes the difference. How do you prioritize things? How do you understand what's really important? Well, you have to understand what's important by knowing what you want to do, by knowing what you need to do, by knowing what's important to make money. If you're off doing tasks and you're going to the office supply store, and spending an hour doing that, is that making money for you? If you're sitting down and doing the bookkeeping in your business, is that making money for you? You see, you have to delegate the tasks in your company to other people. People that are employees make a living, but they never, ever get wealthy because they can't do that because they're limited as to how much they get paid, no matter how well you're paying them. You can run a business and expand that business by using the inventory in your brain, your time, to think about exactly all the things that you need to think about to make your business more profitable and better. If you don't use that time correctly, if you're not thinking about it, if you're not putting yourself in the situation of saying, all right, what's important that's going to grow my business, keep my customers happy, make my employees feel like they're absolutely important people, and it's going to make a profit, then you're not going to get to where you want to be. Look at the industrial giants. Look at the people that have really prospered. How do they do it? If they have 100 people or 1,000 people or 10,000 people, how do they manage their time? Possibly some of these people who have these giant businesses don't have one assistant. They have several. They have people doing things for them. Their job is to be the director. Their job is to take and put the ingredients together of the business, to use their time to understand what's going on in their business to maximize profit. So remember, time is your inventory. It's the most important aspect of your business. You can't get it back. You can't create more. But what you can do is focus on the right projects, the right prioritization to make sure that you are getting things done. This is Howard Lewinter. good profitable day to you. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.